You know, my favorite part of this is always when it doesn't work and people are talking about why it's not working yes. and how it's not working. And
I know.
How it's working. How could we get it to work? I mean, that, for whatever reason, that is my absolute favorite part of this. So thank you.
Came through this week.
Well, don't you think that's really the way it is for us?
Think of how easily Tom could have filled 4 hours with just an hour of tech talk.
I'm saying I'm paused on the previous call. We're in a new call now.
Right, yeah, we
hey, PC!
Hey, what's up?
Oh, this is great. I got all these people here, but they're all like, there's a whole bunch of download pointing arrows, like they're loading.
Perfect.
Yes?
We have to go back to Mike's Skype 6.
I'm there.
Pause it.
It's gotten better already. I'm right there right now. There's Jason. Right.
But when I go to that call, I'm on hold for some reason.
When you go to Mike's Skype 6?
Yeah.
You don't sound like you're on hold now.
Because you're probably hearing me on the other call.
Oh.
I didn't get the other call
going. I'm
going
to hang up on when I'm on a picnic. Sorry, pal.
Hey, Frederick.
Yeah?
You're the only person I can hear.
Oh, my God. Add you to the call.
I can't hear anyone except you.
Hang on a second, Jason. Hang up, instant message removed from group show profile. I don't care
I'll call back in or something.
Yeah, please do. Thank you, Jason. Mike? Is this where everybody is? Who's this?
You're still the only one I can hear.
But you see, Mike.
Jason, I can hear you.
See, there's.
Oh, I hear you now, Mike. Okay, good, good.
All right. How did you do that, PC?
Frederick.
Yeah, and then I just hit plus, and you were right there.
Yeah. Now, what happened was I was put on hold about maybe five minutes ago, something like that.
Yeah.
I imagine some of them are on hold. And Mike just said he's on hold.
Sweet.
I'm not on hold.
Mike, so this is a different call. Okay,
just want to make sure you were still there.
Yeah.
So through Mike's Skype thing 6, we had a very dangerous or disturbing situation, PC.
What's that?
Mike's computer crashed.
Oh, dear.
No, but I'm online. I'm online now. I don't have to talk on this phone, Frederick.
Are you on the phone now?
I'm on the phone with you. Yeah, the phone rang for some reason.
Oh, you sound great.
Well, let me just hang up here. I'm still on Skype.
Okay, yeah. It'd be cheaper for both of us.
Exactly.
All right. Bye, Mike.
Bye-bye. So who's...
Go ahead.
Who's here?
There's a bunch of people that are partial here. I see Callie's supposed to be here.
Hi,
Allie.
Hi.
It's Polk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you see these images, PC?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it rang. It rang for me.
Okay.
We're all mystified, I think.
Somebody called me, and I added them to the call, and that's what got me put on hold.
I'm going to go to Mike for a second. Mike?
Here, I got back in.
Are you sure you're back in, or did I come to see you?
I can hear him.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
The key to this is that...
Jason, you're still here, right?
Sarah, can you... Oh, you can't say that.
You know what I did?
Well, there's a... Wait a second, let me try this.
You know what I did?
That helps a little bit.
We're all fumbling in the dark here.
We are.
Now that should bring Callie in.
Wow, this is going great as usual. Okay.
Hello? Or did I lose everybody?
No, we're here.
I'm here.
We're all here. You're all looking over my shoulder. Mike is still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Missy? I'm gonna try adding her now.
Still here? It's very easy for me to tell who's here and who's not here. Is it not easy for you guys?
No, it's easy for me.
Brian DeSec just came in.
Oh, God.
That's because he called me, though.
Wow, this is going great, as usual.
Okay. I don't see him on the list.
He's not lit up yet.
No.
I see five people plus presumably me.
I see a lot of people.
I see five people plus presumably me.
I see six. I see 11 people.
Six of them are not lighting up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
They're the dim ones.
Bye.
No. That's rude.
I'm sorry.
They can't help it.
All right, one more.
Really disturbing. I was talking to Mike about what topics we were going to talk about. Uh-huh. It disappeared. Bloop.
They're screwed. It's a bad thing.
Accept your doom.
Clearly, that's what I've done.
Mike?
There he is.
Hey, Mike!
Going on?
Yeah.
He just was gone, and I called him back, and he told me his computer had shut down.
Oh, no.
And this was like at 20 minutes after 8. But so he said he was going to mess with it. He got it back on, supposedly. We heard him earlier, but that was because he was on the telephone.
Right, yeah.
Which I gave Skype my credit card so I could talk to him. Yeah. You want to try calling him? Is he on your list?
Yeah, he is. Would I be able to add him, though?
You should. Oh, wait, here he is. There he is.
There you go.
Mike? Okay, I'm going to try this. Mike? You still there, right?
There he is.
Hey, Mike!
Going on?
Oh, you gotta get closer to your mic. We can't hardly hear you.
Is that better?
A little bit. Really could stand to have you boosted a bit.
Let me turn the television off.
Did he say turn it on? What? How's he sound to you, PC?
Pretty bad.
All right. I'm still getting this problem, though.
What problem? Pop-ups?
I went online, and I'm still getting this pop-up for something called Install LightSpark Player Pro.
Oh, geez.
And I don't even know what the hell that is. And then
somebody want to check out LightSpark Player Pro?
And once that comes up, then I get, you know, they want me to download the player setup. And then, I just get bombarded with pop-ups.
We are existing in this kind of odd world where, like, but it is. It's all, like, sneaking into your consciousness, you know, Mike.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
Has anyone pledged to FMU yet?
No, but apparently LightSpark Player Pro is a virus. There are removal guides for it. Yeah. I just Googled LightSpark Player.
Thank you. Who was that, Brian?
No, it's Stan.
Stan? So you're...
Yeah, I'm Paul, the fish guy.
No, it's Stan.
Oh, I didn't know you had the same name there, Stan. But so you asked Missy about the Pop movie.
Yes, I did.
I didn't know what pop movie you were talking about, and I was hoping either you or Missy would be on so I could find out about it.
Oh, it's Super High Me. It's Doug Benson's movie.
Oh, I know Doug Benson.
Yeah.
May I clarify that she's in it? You said it's due to her vibrant biology?
No, fibromyalgia.
Oh, okay. They're different things.
A good time and don't think about it.
Whatever, but yeah, it's not like a big part. It's just sort of a documentary. So.
You're the fish guy, though.
Yes. Yes, I am.
All right. I got another one for you, Stan. Sorry, Mike. This is a Stan show for a minute.
Fine. I'm looking at the how to remove the light spark player.
Okay, good idea. So, Stan, I heard this ingredient in the sunscreen that is coating the coral, which requires sunlight to grow, and it is inhibiting the growth of the coral. Have you heard anything about that?
I know in areas with fairly pristine reefs, they do discourage you from wearing any type of sunscreen because even just the chemicals probably aren't really so great for them. Some corals are very sensitive to, you know, excessive chemicals in the water. They can be a pain in the ass.
Because they're so fragile?
Yeah, they have a very sort of specific range of conditions they need. You know, if it's too warm, it's bad, all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, it's probably nitrates or phosphates, some chemical that possibly inhibits calcification, because a lot of those chemicals do that. So.
Right, well, isn't the acidification of the ocean in general just being bad for, like, shellfish and their shells and things like that?
Oh, yeah. Everybody will be dead in 30 years or so.
I'd have a good time and don't think about it.
Well, no, the issue is more like in a low pH or low alkalinity, calcification can occur. So if corals can't grow, and I guess shellfish as well, they're on their way out. You know, if they can't basically extract calcium from the water because the conditions don't allow for calcification to occur, they're screwed.
Mm.
So it's a bad thing.
Hmm. Well, then.
I mean, yeah, everything will die. I've seen that. So, you know.
Have a good time and don't think about it.
Just try to produce less carbon while having a good time.
But still, it's the right thing to do, so, you know.
When you say doomed, Sarah, are you speaking doomed in your life? 10,000? 100,000?
I think less than 1,000, but...
For mankind?
Possibly not in my life.
In your lifetime?
Humankind.
We're just going to finish ourselves off, huh?
I hope so. God, we're the worst thing that ever happened to this planet.
There is a new book out called The Sixth Extinction, and it basically says humans are the asteroid that hit 250,000 years ago. We're causing that much change in our little time here.
Yeah, it seems that way.
And ironically, it is probably an asteroid that will get us.
Look on the bright side. Look on the bright side.
We're certainly a pile of ears and eyes, but I don't know what purpose we serve.
We could be a mistake of the creator. If you believe in a creator, you know. It could be an experiment gone wrong.
Yeah, well, I'm not one of those UFO guys. I don't think that the aliens put us down here. Although, to be honest, there is the possibility. You cannot say 100% for sure. It's kind of like with Descartes, you know. We could still just be those brains in the jar with somebody putting little electrodes and chemicals in there.
We have no idea. If you think you know, you're delusional or stupid, or both.
You sound like Socrates.
Well, thank you, I guess.
I don't think he used the word delusional, but he definitely had the same.
Well, he spoke Greek. Of course he didn't use the word delusional. Come now.
I just really hope that they're cleaning my brain jar regularly.
Doing dishes.
Right, what is the clattering?
Excuse me a moment.
It got really rambunctious right then.
It did.
Did you explain your new studio format, Fredericks?
Wait, I gotta get back in the studio. Hold on. Yeah, so... we had 2 days and almost got to freezing. So I pulled out this.
Poor you. Poor you.
Yeah.
It's almost. We've had 2 days. It's above freezing.
But so I pulled out this old moving blanket I had, and I put it over some of the plants just in case to protect them. And some cats peed on them, so they smelled bad, so I washed them. And then I had this moving blanket in the garage, and I said, you know what? If I put one corner of it in the porch door, and I stretch it out, because it's a pretty big one, and put it on the French door, I can actually close in. And I've made like a 5x6 cube here in the corner to get rid of the echo. So I have a little flap, and I'm running in and out of like a little kid's tent.
It's your little fort.
My fort, yes.
Do you have pillows and blankies and stuff?
No,
and juice?
I do have some juice.
Were you an active fort builder as a young man?
I did like forts, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, we had one up in the trees for...
Yeah.
Many years, yeah. Dragging the 2x4s and the plywood and.
And my friends and I were very active in that area. We had the tree fort. We had an underground fort. I think I talked about that once.
No, I don't remember that.
Depravity's Rainbow.
So repeat it. This is new show.
You know, this happened in a friend's backyard. I don't think my mother would have allowed it, but he dug this huge hole, you know, and it was like, you know, a couple rooms worth, you know, with like a little hallway. And they were deep. It was like, you know, a 6 foot, you know, deep.
You could stand up?
You couldn't stand up.
Okay.
But, you know, you could crawl and then you could sit in there, you know?
Okay, you're like a cave.
Yeah, you know, you're crawling through there. You could crawl through on your hands and knees and then sit up in one of the rooms. And what he did was he dug the hole and then he put plywood on the top as a roof.
Mm-hmm.
And he put the dirt back over the plywood.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got the real, the true effect, you know?
Right, but man, digging up there, I knew a guy that brought me to a place like that in Florida, but with the sand, you actually had to put up like pallets, you know, to keep the roof up because, you know, this sandy environment. But trying to dig up in New Jersey, that's a very rocky.
Well, no, I mean, in this guy's backyard, it was pretty. It wasn't that rocky, you know. It was pretty sandy, and you know, it was pretty easy to dig holes. I talked about it before. We were always digging holes. That dirty pile after a while. Imagine there must be mountains.
I would like to think that kids still endanger their lives in that happy way.
Yeah.
Old guy, Mike, do you remember that guy who dug the hole? What's fun?
Imagine there must be mountains. Dirty pile after a while.